every other asset on earth, anything else you can own, houses, gold, silver, commodities, stocks, bonds, when the price goes up, the supply increases. If I increase the price of any stock by a factor of 10, the company issues more stock. If I buy all the bonds, all the municipal bonds, the price of bonds go up, people issue more bonds. Right? If I drive up the price of gold by a factor of 10, people print more gold or mine more gold. Bitcoin's the only thing in the world that's inelastic to price. If the price of Bitcoin triples, you can't make any more. If the price goes up by a factor of a million, you can't make any more. In engineering, there's something called conservation of energy. Energy can either be made or destroyed. There has to be conservation of it. The mathematical metaphor to that is proper math, 10 plus 10 equals 20, 2 plus 2 equals 4. If 10 plus 10 ever starts equal 18, you've got a problem. If you have a bathtub and there's a leak, if I have a leak in my engineering system, nothing works. Nothing in the world of ocean engineering, aeronautical engineering, electrical engineering, nothing works unless you respect conservation of energy. The problem with inflation is inflation does not respect conservation of energy. I've got a leak in the system. I designed a currency which is not conservative. So properly understood, if you said, I want a conservative money supply, Bitcoin is a conservative monetary system. It's the first system that respects the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of physics, and the laws of math, which means it is true and pure. It has integrity. If you have integrity, then you can build a family around it, a life around it, a company around it, or civilization around it. How do I preserve my property, which is economic energy, which is capital, which is money? How do I preserve that? I need something harder. Harder, right? More durable. I need a steel. I need an economic steel. Steel is concentrated metallic energy. Bitcoin is concentrated digital energy. It's energy in digital form. It's vacuum-packed food. It's something sitting in orbit, right? I eliminated the friction on energy. You can hold it forever. You can send it to Tokyo for a nickel. Okay? You can put it in a trust fund, right?